NPR News from Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. Hundreds of people remain without power this morning following strong storms that raked across the state Wednesday night. Energy company Evergy says power has been restored to more than 95% of its customers, but some outages remain. Topeka and Salina were the hardest hit by the storms, which knocked down more than 50 power poles in that part of the state. The state's largest utility company says most customers in Topeka and Salina have had their power restored, but some outages are expected to stretch into tomorrow afternoon. With high temperatures expected again today, customers without power may want to consider going to a cooling center or another air-conditioned space. With primary elections coming up on August 6th, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by all of the options on the ballot. Candidates for Congress are listed right next to candidates for local water authorities and boards of education. Professor Don Heidel-Markle, a political scientist at the University of Kansas, says state lawmakers and local officials have more power than many people realize.
Those are the ones that are deciding how much our water bills are going to be, whether or not enhancements are made to our local parks, whether or not potholes get filled.
Every state senator and state representative in Kansas is up for election this year. For information on the candidates, registration, and more, visit the website votekansas.gov. That's votekansas.gov. Several places in the state, including Hays, already have water restrictions in place and have had for years now. Other cities are following suit. The city of Wichita is enacting restrictions next week as water levels at Cheney Reservoir continue to fall. The city gets its water from that reservoir as well as from the Equus beds. Levels at Cheney are at the lowest since 2013. Wichita water customers will be limited to one day a week for outdoor watering. That day depends on where residents live. Residents are also only allowed to water in the late evening to early morning. The restrictions in Wichita will last for at least 2 months. Experts say climate change in Kansas is leading to more excessive heat days, and those days are dangerous for outdoor workers. A study by Climate Central, a nonprofit group that compiles weather data, shows most of the U.S. is expected to see a rise in the number of days with extreme heat, and added humidity just makes the heat worse. Climate scientist Luke Parsons with the Nature Conservancy says extreme heat makes it harder for workers to keep their bodies cool, and that presents safety hazards for outdoor laborers like farmers and construction workers.
So the hotter and more humid it is, the harder your body has to work, the harder you have to work to get rid of that heat, and then you can't usually escape it.
It'll be hot today across our area, sunny skies, a high of 91. In Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals defeated the Detroit Tigers 7-1 in the Motor City. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition from
They've got your back.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jay Schaefer. Evergy, the state's largest utility company, says power has now been restored to more than 95% of its customers, those who lost electricity in Wednesday night's storms. At one point, 117,000 customers were without power. This morning, just a few hundred customers remain without electricity, primarily in the Topeka and Salina areas. Of course, with the high temperatures expected again today, many customers without power may want to consider going to a cooling center or other air-conditioned space. Here's how the weather will shape up today. Sunny skies, a high of 91. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 93. And over the weekend, it's going to be sunny and hot. By Monday, we could hit 100 degrees. In less than 10 minutes, we'll have a summary of news from around the world and across the state.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from BritBox, dedicated to helping people discover British crime series, including new seasons of Silent Witness, Blue Lights, and The Responder, starring Martin Freeman. Streaming at BritBox.com/NPR. From the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. From Schwab, with Schwab investing themes like artificial intelligence, renewable energy, or pet passion. Over 40 themes to invest in. Learn more at Schwab.com. And from the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Layla Faldin.
And I'm A. Martinez. We often invite the authors of an incisive political essay or commentary to join our show to talk about the news of the day. For the next few minutes, we're going to recall the words of
Hell on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock today on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host from 3 to 7.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Sunny skies will have a high of 91. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 93. It's pretty much going to be sunny and hot all weekend long, and by Monday, we could hit the triple digits.
Live from NPR News, 1% yesterday, the NASDAQ dropped more than 2%. This is NPR News from Washington.
And this is KPR News from Lawrence. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Evergy, the state's largest utility company, says power has now been restored to more than 95% of those who lost electricity in Wednesday night's storms. At one point, 117,000 customers were without power. This morning, a few hundred people in the state remain without power, and Evergy says some outages in the Topeka and Salina areas may stretch into tomorrow afternoon. Primary elections are coming up in Kansas and Missouri on August 6th. As Zane Irwin reports, key races often get overlooked.
Most voters know who the president is. Many can name their representatives in Congress, but county commissioners, sheriffs, Board of Education members, not so much. Don Heider Markell, a political science professor at the University of Kansas, says those officials decide property taxes, the quality of roads, and a lot more.
On a day-to-day basis, those issues matter and have greater impact on our lives than anything the president or the Senate or the House might do.
To learn about state and local officials in Kansas who shape daily life, Heider Markell recommends talking to family or friends, in addition to doing some research online. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The state of Kansas collected slightly less tax revenue than expected in the month of July. Total tax revenue came in last month at $660 million. That's about $6 million below estimates. Outdoor workers in Kansas may lose labor hours and wages in the future because of the excessive heat. As Dylan Lyson reports, the number of days with dangerous temperatures is expected to increase, and that could limit the amount of time people can spend outside working.
A study by Climate Central, a nonprofit group that compiles weather data, shows much of the U.S. is expected to see a rise in the number of days with extreme heat, and added humidity makes the heat worse. That means outdoor laborers like farmers and construction workers will need to take more breaks to stay cool. Matthew Nidell is a public health professor for Columbia University. He says more breaks for outdoor laborers means work will slow down.
You're going to get less done at the end of the day, and somebody's going to have to bear the cost of that.
Nidell says federal regulators are adapting rules to protect workers from heat-related illnesses. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
At the Olympics, the U.S. men's soccer team is back in action today. Team USA takes on Morocco. And in Major League Baseball, the Royals defeated the Tigers 7-1 in Detroit yesterday. The Royals are just six games back in the AL Central. This is KPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
This is NPR News.
The place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned custom furniture store in downtown Lawrence featuring Stressless brand chairs and other sustainably made handcrafted furniture. Information online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Sunny skies, high of 91 expected today. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 93. And on Sunday, a high near 97. By Monday, it'll be sunny and hot with a high of 100 or something close to it. Here in Lawrence, really nice at the moment. Sunny skies, 69 degrees. Topeka, 68. And in Manhattan, mostly sunny and 66 degrees. This morning in Chanute, it is cloudy and 69. And in Emporia, a cloudy sky, 67 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the Stiefel Theater with Esperanza Spalding November 16th in a configuration of two musicians and two dancers playing from eight albums plus brand new work. Stiefeltheater.org.
The Heartland Chamber Music Festival is going strong in Kansas City this week. Our crack engineer, recording engineer, Chuck Smith, got some great recordings, and we'll be listening to them in the 11 o'clock hour this morning on KPR One. Cordelia Brown has the classics from 9 to noon today on KPR 1. It's 6:44.
There's a rumba in the jungle this week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, plus a flute nightmare from Xavier Cugat, and Living Percussion plays Sonny and Cher. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is always shaken. Not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday night at 7 on KPR.
Good morning, May Martinez.
Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. One of our fine recording engineers here at the radio station, Chuck Smith, recently captured some great recordings of the Heartland Chamber Music Festival, which is still going strong in Kansas City this week. In any event, we will listen to some of what Chuck Smith recorded in the 11 o'clock hour this morning on KPR One. You can check out heartlandchambermusic.org to get the scoop on the remaining three free concerts at Johnson County Community College. Also this morning in the 10 o'clock hour, we'll listen to the Brahms Violin Concerto plus some tunes by Mendelssohn, Bach, Vaughan Williams, and many others. Cordelia Brown has the classics from 9 to noon on KPR 1. On KPR 2, we will bring you the BBC NewsHour.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Quite the storm Wednesday night. It knocked out power to more than 100,000 Kansans. Evergy, the state's largest utility company, says power has been restored to most people, more than 95%. But a few outages remain. Details coming up in our 7 o'clock report here on KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm
Leila.org.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, which includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. You'll find us broadcasting live online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies, looking for a high of 91 this afternoon. Right now, sunny and 69 at KU.
Good morning.
The release is NPR.
And this is KPR News. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 7:04. Hundreds of people remain without power this morning following strong storms that raked across the state Wednesday night. Energy company Evergy says power has been restored to more than 95% of its customers, but some outages remain. Topeka and Salina were the hardest hit by the storms, which knocked down more than 50 power poles between Topeka and Salina. The state's largest utility company says most customers in the Topeka and Salina areas have had their power restored. However, some outages are expected to stretch into tomorrow afternoon. With primary elections coming up on August 6th, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by all of the options on the ballot. Candidates for Congress are listed next to candidates for local water authorities and boards of education. Professor Don Heidel-Markell, a political scientist at the University of Kansas, says state lawmakers and local officials have more power than many folks realize.
Those are the ones that are deciding how much our water bills are going to be, whether or not enhancements are made to our local parks, whether or not potholes get filled.
Every state senator and representative in Kansas is up for election this year. For more information on candidates, registration, and more, visit votekansas.gov. That's votekansas.gov. The Kansas City Current advanced to the Summer Cup semifinals after a 4-1 victory over Tigres UANL last night. Apart from its league schedule, this is a tournament between teams from the National Women's Soccer League and the top women's teams from Mexico. The Current's semifinal match will take place at home next Tuesday. And how about this? This weekend, the National Granny Basketball Tournament will be held in Kansas City, Kansas. Teams from 9 states and Canada will make it the biggest field yet in the history of the tournament. Greg Eklund has more.
The tournament has grown steadily since it was held on the campus of the University of Kansas in 2019. There were 16 teams then and 28 teams this year. Michelle Clark of Barrington, Kansas, does the volunteer work as Granny Basketball's executive director.
Sometimes we get contacted by ladies who are not near a team, and so we'll work with them, see if they're interested to start a new team in their area.
7 of the 28 teams this year are from Northeast Kansas. The age range of the senior women is 50 to 92. There is an admission fee for the games at the newly opened Homefield KCK Showcase Center, but all the money from admissions will be donated to charities. I'm Greg Eklund.
At the Olympics, the U.S. men's soccer team is back in action today. They'll be taking on Morocco. And in Major League Baseball, the Royals defeated the Tigers 7-1 yesterday in Detroit. The Royals are just 6 games back in the AL Central. It'll be sunny and hot today. We'll have a high of 91 degrees. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble providing an experience where people of all backgrounds celebrate and share music together, encouraging pride in the Lawrence community. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
Are you following the Olympics at all? Team USA, the men's soccer team, is back in action today. Team USA is taking on Morocco. Now, Morocco is favored to win, but I've read that Team USA does stand a chance. Kickoff in that soccer matchup expected to start about 8 o'clock our time today. If you're following Team USA in soccer. Speaking of soccer, close to home in the NWSL, the Kansas City Current has advanced to the Summer Cup semifinals. The Current knocked out Tigres UANL last night, 4-1. So apart from its regular league schedule, this is a tournament between teams from the National Women's Soccer League and the top women's teams from Mexico. The Current's semifinal match will take place at home next Tuesday. And for baseball fans, the Royals are on a roll, defeating the Tigers 7-1 in Detroit yesterday. Kansas City now just 6 games back in the AL Central Division. Here's how the forecast is taking shape. Sunny and hot today and all weekend long. We'll have a high of 91 degrees.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
President before she got to Capitol Hill on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on KPR. Laura Lorson will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, presenting Robert Raban discussing his novel, The Last Rancher, on August 6th at 7. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
It's sunny and 71 degrees at the KPR studios. It's going to get hotter, about 20 degrees hotter. We'll have a high today of 91. Sunny and hot weather for this weekend. It's 7:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Biden and Vice President Harris were among those at Joint Base Andrews outside Washington late last night to welcome three Americans released from prison in Russia. The three included Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. They were part of a seven-nation prisoner exchange that included Germany and Slovenia. NPR's Charles Maines says eight freed Russians were treated as heroes by Russian President Vladimir Putin upon their return to Moscow.
Accompanied by an honor guard and rolled red carpet, Putin greeted the freed Russians with flowers and hugs, promising their country had not forgotten them. Foremost among the Russian nationals freed in the deal, Vadim Krasikov, a suspected Russian state assassin who'd been serving a life sentence for murder in a German jail. Other Russians returning home include alleged European spies, cyber criminals, and those convicted in the U.S. for evading Western sanctions on the sale of military technology to Russia amid the war in Ukraine. Meanwhile, prominent Russian political prisoners sent to the West in the exchange were met in Germany by a group of family friends and supporters. Charles Maines, NPR News.
Earlier today, the three Americans flew to San Antonio, Texas, for medical evaluations. This is NPR News from Washington.
And this is KPR News from Lawrence. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Evergy, the state's largest utility company, says power has been restored to most of those who lost electricity in Wednesday night's storms, more than 95%. At one point, 117 people were without power. This morning, a few hundred people in Kansas remain without electricity. Evergy says some outages in the Topeka and Salina areas may stretch into tomorrow afternoon. Outdoor workers in Kansas may lose labor hours and wages in the future because of excessive heat. As Dylan Lyson reports, the number of days with dangerous temperatures is expected to increase, which could limit the amount of time people can spend outdoors working.
A study by Climate Central, a nonprofit group that compiles weather data, shows much of the U.S. is expected to see a rise in the number of days with extreme heat. And added humidity makes the heat worse. That means outdoor laborers like farmers and construction workers will need to take more breaks to stay cool. Matthew Nidell is a public health professor for Columbia University. He says more breaks for outdoor laborers means work will slow down.
You're going to get less done at the end of the day, and somebody's going to have to bear the cost of that.
Nidell says federal regulators are adapting rules to protect workers from heat-related illnesses. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Primary elections are coming up in Kansas and Missouri on August 6th. As Zane Irwin reports, key races often go overlooked.
Most voters know who the president is. Many can name their representatives in Congress, but county commissioners, sheriffs, Board of Education members, not so much. Don Heider Markell, a political science professor at the University of Kansas, says those officials decide property taxes, the quality of roads, and a lot more.
On a day-to-day basis, those issues matter and have greater impact on our lives than anything the president or the Senate or the House might do.
To learn about state and local officials in Kansas who shape daily life, Heider Markell recommends talking to family or friends, in addition to doing some research online. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A driver was clocked driving 71 miles an hour over the speed limit in western Kansas. It happened Wednesday morning in Hamilton County when the sheriff's deputy clocked a driver traveling 136 miles an hour on Kansas Highway 27. KSNW-TV reports that the total fine before court costs is $810. Law enforcement officials across the state say they've seen a sharp increase in excessive speeding. As of July 22nd, more than 1,500 citations were given for people driving more than 100 miles an hour.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martinez in Los Angeles, California.
And I...
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. Coming up later this morning, it's classical music with Cordelia. We'll listen to some music recorded by our own recording engineer, Chuck Smith. He attended the Heartland Chamber Music Festival, which is still going strong in Kansas City this week. And we'll listen to some of the great recordings we've captured in the 11 o'clock hour. You can check out heartlandchambermusic.org to get the scoop on the remaining three free concerts at Johnson County Community College. Also this morning, the Brahms Violin Concerto, tunes by Mendelssohn, Bach, and Vaughan Williams. Cordelia and the Classics from 9 to noon on KPR 1. If you're listening to KPR 2, we will bring you the BBC NewsHour at 9 a.m.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center of Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
Sunny and hot weather today and all weekend long. It's 72 at KU, Manhattan 69, Chanute 72. We'll have a high of 91 degrees.
This week's Wait, Wait, Peter Grose made a plea to find our common humanity.
There are people who need cocaine, and there are people flushing cocaine down the toilet. We have to find a way to get these people together, or else what are we doing on this planet?
I'm Peter Sagal. Join us as we broadcast this week from Wolf Trap in Northern Virginia, which is as close as we want to go to Washington, D.C. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
You'll hear it tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio.
Good morning, I'm Leila Faldel. Instant.
You're in tune with KPR, serving you since 1952.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Mostly sunny skies, high of 91 expected. Tonight, clear with a low of 68. It's going to be mostly sunny and hot this weekend. Tomorrow's high, 93. On Sunday, we'll hit 97. And by Monday, the Weather Service says we could hit 100 degrees. Coming up next, the latest business news from the Marketplace Morning Report.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned with real people that answer your call, not a machine. Details and information at stonebackappliance.com, where we've got your back.
We're very early into a brand new month, and that means we have a brand new contestant, if you will, in the KPR Community Spotlight. Have you heard about it yet?
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on the Lawrence Community Orchestra. Founded in 1972, this ensemble provides local musicians the opportunity to perform in a wide array of concert settings. Directed by Dr. Rachel Dirks. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
This month's featured contestant in the KPR Community Spotlight. Incidentally, the monthly spotlight on KPR is made possible in part by the Sunflower Foundation of Topeka. It's 7:51, and this is KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. This is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. You'll find us broadcasting live online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies, a high of 91 expected today. Right now on the KU campus, it is sunny and 73 at 8 o'clock.
Good morning, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington.
And good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 8:04. Evergy, the state's largest utility company, says power has been restored to more than 95% of those who lost electricity in Wednesday night's storms. At one point, power had been knocked out to 117,000 customers. As of this morning, just a couple hundred people in Kansas remain without power. Evergy says some of the outages, especially in the Topeka and Salina areas, may stretch into tomorrow afternoon. Primary elections are coming up in Kansas and in Missouri on August 6th. As Zane Irwin reports, key races often go overlooked.
Most voters know who the president is. Many can name their representatives in Congress, but county commissioners, sheriffs, Board of Education members, not so much. Don Heider-Markell, a political science professor at the University of Kansas, says those officials decide property taxes, the quality of roads, and a lot more.
On a day-to-day basis, those issues matter and have greater impact on our lives than anything the president or the Senate or the House might do.
To learn about state and local officials in Kansas who shape daily life, Heider-Markell recommends talking to family or friends, in addition to doing some research online. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Several places in Kansas, including Hayes, have water restrictions in place. Hayes has had restrictions in place for years now, but other cities are now following suit. City of Wichita is enacting restrictions next week as water levels at Cheney Reservoir continue to fall. Wichita gets its water from that reservoir and from the Equus beds, and levels at Cheney are the lowest since 2013. Wichita water customers will be limited to one day a week for outdoor watering, and that day depends on where residents live. Residents are also only allowed to water in the late evening and early morning hours. These restrictions will last for at least 2 months. This weekend, the National Granny Basketball Tournament will be held in Kansas City, Kansas. Teams from 9 states and Canada will make it the biggest field yet in the history of the tournament.
The tournament has grown steadily since it was held on the campus of the University of Kansas in 2019. There were 16 teams then and 28 teams this year. Michelle Clark of Barrington, Kansas, does the volunteer work as Granny Basketball's executive director.
Sometimes we get contacted by ladies who are not near a team, and so we'll work with them, see if they're interested to start a new team in their area.
7 of the 28 teams this year are from Northeast Kansas. The age range of the senior women is 50 to 92. There is an admission fee for the games at the newly opened Homefield KCK Showcase Center, but all the money from admissions will be donated to charities. I'm Greg Eklund.
The Kansas City Current has advanced to the Summer Cup semifinals with a 4-1 win over Tigres UANL last night, and the Royals beat the Tigers in Detroit.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. This is NPR News.
The place to find NPR News, it's Kansas Public Radio. Well, nearly 5,000 people in Kansas remain without power this morning. Evergy, the state's largest utility company, says power has been restored to 95% of those who lost power in Wednesday night's storms. Now today, about 900 people in the Topeka area and about 2,000 people in the Salina area remain without power. Evergy says some outages could stretch into tomorrow afternoon. It will be sunny and hot today across the KPR listening area, a high of 91. Tonight, a low of 68. And tomorrow, sunny, a high of 93. On Sunday, we could warm up to 97, and by Monday, a high of 100 degrees is expected.
Support for KPR comes from the Stiefel Theater with Esperanza Spalding November 16th in a configuration of two musicians and two dancers that highlights the intimacy of her voice and her instrument. StiefelTheater.org.
At the University of Kansas, we have sunshine, 74 degrees. Topeka, 73. Manhattan, 72. In Kansas City, it's sunny and 74. In Chanute, a cloudy sky, 75. And in Emporia, cloudy skies, 72 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, Saturday, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at Mixmaster24.com.
If you are already a KPR financial supporter, we say thanks. Enjoy the rest of Morning Edition. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from National.
All things considered, from 3 to 7 today here on KPR, Laura Lorson will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
Sunny skies, warm weather today and all weekend long. We'll have a high of 91 today. Tomorrow, a high of 97. Right now in Lawrence, 74 degrees.
Live from NPR News in Washington. In Harris, late last night at Joint Base Andrews outside Washington before heading to Texas, they're being treated at the Brooke Army Medical Center. Eight Russians freed by the U.S., Germany, and other countries were given a hero's welcome in Moscow by Russian President Vladimir Putin. They included a Russian intelligence officer. This is NPR News from Washington.
And this is KPR News from Lawrence. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Nearly 5,000 people in Kansas remain without electricity this morning. Evergy, the state's largest utility company, says power has been restored to 95% of those who lost power in Wednesday night's storms. Today, about 900 people in Topeka are without electricity, and about 2,000 people in the Salina area remain without power. Evergy says some of the outages in Topeka and Salina could stretch into tomorrow afternoon. Here in Lawrence, some 800 customers are still out and could be out until this evening. Outdoor workers in Kansas may lose labor hours and wages in the future because of excessive heat. As Dylan Lyson reports, the number of days with dangerous temperatures is expected to increase, which could limit the amount of time people can spend outside working.
A study by Climate Central, a nonprofit group that compiles weather data, shows much of the U.S. is expected to see a rise in the number of days with extreme heat. And added humidity makes the heat worse. That means outdoor laborers like farmers and construction workers will need to take more breaks to stay cool. Matthew Nidell is a public health professor for Columbia University. He says more breaks for outdoor laborers means work will slow down.
You're going to get less done at the end of the day, and somebody's going to have to bear the cost of that.
Nidell says federal regulators are adapting rules to protect workers from heat-related illnesses. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A driver was caught driving 71 miles an hour over the speed limit in western Kansas. It happened Wednesday morning in Hamilton County when a sheriff's deputy clocked a driver traveling 136 miles an hour on Kansas Highway 27. KSNW-TV reports that the total fine before court costs is $810. Law enforcement officials in Kansas have seen a sharp increase in excessive speeding. As of July 22nd, the Highway Patrol had issued more than 1,500 citations for motorists speeding over 100 miles an hour. The Kansas City Current has advanced to the Summer Cup semifinals after a 4-1 victory over Tigres UANL last night. Apart from its league schedule, this is a tournament between teams from the National Women's Soccer League and the top women's teams from Mexico. The Current's semifinal match will take place at home next Tuesday. And in Major League Baseball, the Royals defeated the Tigers 7-1 in Detroit. The Royals are just 6 games back in the AL Central. This is Kansas Public Radio News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
I'm Alabama.
Evie Leibbarth won bronze in women's canoe slalom on Wednesday. She's the first U.S. women's slalom medalist in 20 years for canoe or kayak. She'll have another shot for a medal this weekend in kayak cross. Leila, Ecuador won a gold medal in men's race walking.
Race walking?
If I'd have been born in Ecuador, Leila, that would have been my sport, walking around.
Did you know in 1904 there was a thing where you just jumped in a pool and then drifted as far as you could go and then... And then if, whenever you surfaced, if you were furthest, you won. I feel like I could win that.
Me too. We could have done the
that
team
could
event.
Could have been our sport.
Both of us. This is NPR News.
Sure, Paris has the Summer Olympics, but Kansas City, Kansas has Granny Basketball. This weekend, the National Granny Basketball Tournament is being held in KCK. Teams from 9 states and Canada will make it the biggest field yet in the history of the tournament. Greg Ecklin has more.
The tournament has grown steadily since it was held on the campus of the University of Kansas in 2019. There were 16 teams then and 28 teams this year. Michelle Clark of Barrington, Kansas, does the volunteer work as Granny Basketball's executive director.
Sometimes we get contacted by ladies who are not near a team, and so we'll work with them, see if they're interested to start a new team in their area.
7 of the 28 teams this year are from Northeast Kansas. The age range of the senior women is 50 to 92. There is an admission fee for the games at the newly opened Homefield KCK Showcase Center, but all the money from admissions will be donated to charities. I'm Greg Ecklin.
That's right. Granny Basketball, taking place this weekend in KCK. Here's what's happening with the weather. Sunshine, hot conditions, a high of 91 expected today. Right now at the University of Kansas, 75 degrees. In Topeka and Manhattan, it's 75. In Chanute, cloudy and 76. Emporia, cloudy and 75 degrees. Again, we'll all have a high today around 91. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 93. And on Sunday, sunny and hot, a high of 97. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Good morning, May Martinez.
Directed by Dr. Rachel Dirks. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Here's what's in store on KPR 1. Classical music with Cordelia Brown. Including music recorded by KPR recording engineer Chuck Smith. He attended the Heartland Chamber Music Festival, which is going strong in Kansas City this week. And we'll listen to some of the great recordings he's brought back. That's in the 11 o'clock hour. You can learn more about the Heartland Chamber Music Festival at heartlandchambermusic.org. You can get the lowdown on the remaining 3 free concerts at Johnson County Community College. Also coming up this morning, we'll listen to the Brahms Violin Concerto, some tunes from Mendelssohn, Bach, and Vaughn Williams. Your classical friend, Cordelia Brown, on the air from 9 to noon here on KPR 1. Over on KPR 2, it's the BBC News Hour at 9 o'clock.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotion.
From NPR News, our theme music was inspired by BJ Lederman. I'm Layla Faldin.
And I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. Hope you're having a happy Friday so far. The latest news from NPR is next, and then it's off to the world of classical music with our classical friend, Cordelia Brown. This morning she'll be featuring music that our recording engineer, Chuck Smith, recorded at the Heartland Chamber Music Fest which is still going strong in Kansas City. Log on to heartlandchambermusic.org to get the lowdown on the remaining three free concerts at Johnson County Community College. So we'll get a taste from that festival coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. In the 10 o'clock hour today, we'll listen to the Brahms Violin Concerto. Tunes by Mendelssohn, Bach, and Vaughan Williams also coming up this morning on KPR. Sunny skies, a high of 91 today. It's going to be sunny and hot this weekend. Saturday's high, 93. On Sunday, a high of 97. And on Monday, a high near 100 degrees. Stay in the shade, stay hydrated. Stay indoors with air conditioning if you can. Here's your hourly reminder. This is Kansas Public Radio, serving you since 1952. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute